Welcome back, folks. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Oh, man, I miss this.
Doing the show has been, like, I won't lie, Brian, I was a little nervous when, because we were aware of the plan. The plan was for Brian to be away from the microphone more frequently here in the month of July.
Yeah.
Brian and I going forward.
Extended to August now.
This is breaking news to me, folks.
Probably.
But so I was a little nervous. I was like, okay, I gotta do a little bit more show prep, get things ready. Today I just didn't prep at all because I was like, Brian and I are just gonna have fun.
We're
just gonna throw things at the wall, see what sticks, and move on from there and take some calls. And we got great callers like Wisco and Jeannie and Bill from Oconomowoc, and so you got excellent callers to fill it in. But we've been kind of dabbling around something on the outside, Brian, and Bill said he appreciates the work we do. Jeannie always is telling us the work we do. And one of the reasons why you're stepping away from the microphone every now and then, well, more frequently than every now and then, I guess, right now, but is because we're hard at work building something. And if you listen to the Devil's Advocates yesterday, they were talking about it because there's some news going on. There's some new radio stations, a new media company in town, in the state of Wisconsin. And it's pretty exciting time, Brian. You want to share with the folks what you've been working on behind the scenes?
So we're now a conglomerate known as Civic Media.
Yeah.
And we are going to take over, what, 7 different markets?
Believe at least 7 markets.
We have 2 now, and we're going to be expanding into 4 more, which will give us a total of, I believe the last count was about 16 new radio stations. The ones I can talk about are Richland Center. That's awesome. And Wausau and Wisconsin Rapids, kind of together in a similar market area, will be a lot of shared programming, but local focus. Mm-hmm. We're going to have local shows in each market as well.
We're going to be talking about Wisconsin headlines. We're going to give regional commentary. We're going to give statewide commentary. It's going to be local homegrown radio.
Yes.
Across the state of Wisconsin. And
we're going to be part of your high school football. We're going to be part of your high school basketball games if we can. If it's broadcast, we're going to try and figure out how to make sure that your local sports are up on there. We're going to make sure that you guys get as much local coverage as possible because, quite frankly, not just the – I mean, separate from politics in general, I mean, yes, we already talk about the 82 righty-witty talk stations and plus all the ridiculously amount of Christian stations who pretend that they're not – they're, oh, we're just Christian stations, but yet they talk about hating everybody all the time. Anyway, what we're trying to do is to – I'm sorry, I got off on the Christian radio thing.
We go on tangents now here every now and then.
I heard that in Dueling Tangents. I heard that's a possibility.
It's always a chance for it.
No, aside from the politics, corporate radio has just basically gone on and bought a bunch of homegrown stations where you had your local DJ who played the local songs and maybe, you know, had a local artist on it every now and then. It felt like it was local, it was new, and you could see the person, and that person lived in your community. But then corporate takeover comes in. A lot of people sell their stations.
There's been a hollowing out of radio, not only in Wisconsin, across the country.
When I first got into radio school like 5-6 years ago, they basically said, congratulations, you're here when radio is dying. Good job. Because at that time, iHeart and all the big giant conglomerates were basically folding because I don't know how putting in the same programming in every station across the entire U.S. didn't work out really well. Having Rush Limbaugh only in every station all over the country, maybe not the best idea.
Yeah, and so that model is, we're seeing some cracks in that model. And we're going to be trying to do.
Everybody gets laid off. Like, honestly, if you worked for iHeart, you were just looking for the door at any given point for the last couple of years.
Yeah, and the pandemic made it even worse. And so there's been a gap that needs to be filled in radio, and Civic Media is going to be trying to fill that gap. And we're really excited. We're going to be expanding for all the people out there that are always encouraging, like, the work that the Devil Radio does in Madison, what the Shaw does in Waukesha. There's going to be more homegrown stations like ours popping up across Wisconsin in the coming weeks and months.
And hopefully we'll get to know more of the people across the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And we'll start reflecting more the will of all those people, more so than the legislature.
But I think it's a little bit more of a, what I like to refer to it as a reclamation of talk radio. We're taking it back. We're taking it back a little bit.
We're taking them all back.
The too many markets in Wisconsin, you couldn't find some rational talk radio. And so we're gonna be providing some services, like Brian said, as well with local sports, local commentary.
And to echo what Curdy said yesterday on the Devils, we're not looking to be a rah-rah cheerleader for the Democrats necessarily, because they've also pretty much proven to us or said to us that, you know, I want you, they don't necessarily want us to be their voice. You know, they right. want us to be a support unit type of thing, air support. But my point is that we're not here to go and rah-rah them. We're just trying to go and get out the point, get out the truth. And if, let's say, I don't know, Joe Biden fires a bunch of people for saying that they previously smoked weed. Then I'm going to sit there and bring it up every time anyone talks about marijuana policy, because Joe Biden did something absolutely stupid. That was one of the dumbest things. You ran on, I'm down for legalization, and then you fired people for smoking it in your cabinet. Sorry, dude. Sorry. You kind of, I'm going to hold you at distance, but that's the whole point is that, but again, you have to go with the truth. And sometimes lately the truth is that, the Republicans have just been going in circles and saying the same things over and over again, which is absolutely nothing. And then Walker can come on and somehow move his shoulders back really weirdly and do this weird chicken thing when he's, you know, he does like a chicken dance thing when he's, you know, endorsing Rebecca Clayfish. And for
me, is that what he did? I didn't even watch that video.
You got
to
watch that.
I have to go watch the clip.
There's a new I endorse Rebecca Clayfish thing, and he does this all the time. He does this, hi, I'm Scott Walker, and I'm kind of flagging. I'm moving my arms like a chicken wing with my hand in front of me like a diamond here. I thought this would be cut off by the camera, but apparently they're just going to go with it. That's the new ad that Rebecca Clayfish. But my point is like anyone worth their salt will know that Walker is just an old rag tossed to the side at the end of.
You want to know what has disappeared? In the like, you used to see these things everywhere, but the I Stand with Scott Walker, all of those, like, Scott Walker is not as big of a name as I think Scott Walker and Rebecca Clayfish think he is.
He never was
in Wisconsin. Well, he was.
That's why he never got a vote for presidential primary. That's why he left before he got a vote, because he's a loser.
73 days.
The only people 74. That think that he's good are the idiots in Wisconsin who just wanted to hate teachers. I don't know what else to tell you, man. The people who wanted to hate on the whatever the freaking Tea Party did to go and get him all important and stuff. He had nothing. He never had anything.
Yeah, it was an empty
but,
slate.
But he does
clean
do
slate.
This. He does do the
clean
chicken
slate,
thing.
Just like Tim Michaels.
Hi, I'm doing a weird dance.
Brian's doing the weird dance, everybody. Oh, if you're not watching this on Facebook Live,
go check it out. He's doing like the chicken wing thing. I can't even hear what he's saying. I honestly have no idea what he's saying, because I'm just sitting there going, what are you doing?
It syncs up pretty well with Peanut Butter Jelly Time, though, almost. Maybe that's what he was listening to. Folks, this has been Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Brian's back today. It's going to be a fun episode of the Devil's Advocates. But up first, we got the Matt McNeil Show airing out on the Shaw and Devil Radio 92.7 FM here at 3. I will talk to you on Monday. Maybe Brian will be there too.
I'm going to try.
Try.